It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. This week's book explores the lengths a mother will go to protect her child. Here's Kirk Weichsel with this week's Bookmark.
In Jin Phillips' latest novel, Fierce Kingdom, a visit to a city zoo becomes a nightmare as Joan tries to protect her 4-year-old son, Lincoln. Leaving the zoo at closing time, Joan realizes that the sounds she hears are gunshots and that people and animals are being killed at random. For the next 2.5 hours, Joan, with Lincoln under her arm or close by, does everything she can to keep the two of them safe. At first, she wonders if they, like trapped animals, should try to escape, but the killers are at the entrance. Since a day at the zoo is Lincoln's favorite pastime, Joan knows every inch of the place, but the buildings and shelters she could run to are the very ones the killers can head for or smash open. Joan doesn't yet know who these killers are or where they might next appear. The violent world that has trapped her forces her to remain calm when she is terrified, to warn her son of danger but not panic him, to run, in flimsy sandals, I might add, when she's exhausted, and to find safety in a land of savage beasts. Joan thinks of all the possibilities and revises them as she must. When Joan encounters other hostages to this misfortune, a snack bar worker, a retired teacher, a baby hidden in a trash can, she wonders, is she responsible for them too? Her main duty, as she knows, is to keep Lincoln alive through all the horror. Fierce Kingdom is billed as a thriller, and rightly so, but the novel is driven as much by character as by action. In 2 brief chapters, before Joan hears the pop of bullets, Phillips brings mother and child vividly to life. Any attentive parent will recognize Lincoln's love of wordplay and superheroes, and the way Joan is living half in her son's world and half in her own. While Lincoln plays with his action figures, Joan can pretend excitement as her son tells her that Thor has punched Loki and saved the day. These mother-son exchanges may seem incidental, but the description and dialogue will have later implications. When Joan casually tells her son that Captain America has a shield to protect him, she doesn't realize that Lincoln will soon need a shield of his own. Even something as simple as Joan's getting poked in the hip with one of Lincoln's plastic spears will have an ominous parallel later in the book. Like viewing a painting by a master, Fierce Kingdom offers new discoveries with every reading. Jin Phillips deserves all of the praise she has received for this exceptional novel. And I'm nominating her central character, Joan, for Mother of the Year.
That book is Fierce Kingdom by Jin Phillips. Reviewer Kirk Weichsel is Professor Emeritus of English at St. Francis University in Loretto. He teaches literature and creative writing. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it at wpsu.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.